You know, the majority of my career, my adult life, has been in the fire service, and through that time, you know, as firefighters and paramedics and stuff, you're taught, or part of our job is teaching people about fire prevention and about healthy living and how to be careful and all that. Well, I'm going to focus today on fire prevention. A lot of what we are taught in school and in fire prevention discussions is not really fire prevention. It's fire safety. Or some other form of that. It's not really prevention, because in the case of, I'm going to ask the kids, when you have fire prevention week at school, what kinds of things are you taught about? You can speak up for me. What things have you learned during fire prevention week in school? Stop, drop, and roll. That's a good one, and I like to hear that one first. What else? What other kinds of things are you taught in school for that they're calling fire prevention? How about check your batteries in your smoke detector, test your smoke detector, right? Well, I'm going to go back to Sarah. In stop, drop, and roll, are we preventing anything? No? Because you're already on fire. There's already a fire happening, and in the case of stop, drop, and roll, you are on fire. Your clothes are on fire. So that kind of developed my passion for fire prevention. I want to teach people how not to have fires. You know, be careful about what you're doing. Don't wear the loose clothing and all that when you're cooking and such. But my career kind of led me away from some parts of that and back into others. And the main thing I want to get across is that a lot of what we're taught as far as fire prevention isn't fire prevention. A lot of the other part of my career had been, it was called fire prevention. I was a fire prevention officer at the fire department, and the fire safety officer at NIU. And during that time, you know, I was inspecting buildings for fire safety and such, and had to be up to date on fire codes and such. A lot of fire codes that are out there have come about because of past events. And a lot of those past events were tragic events. People died. You know, sprinklers came about because of past events, past major events. Carbon monoxide detectors, smoke detectors came about because they figured out that, you know, people were dying in houses because they weren't notified of a fire soon enough. Fire extinguishers being present in a building came about because of, you know, fires happened and people were getting trapped in buildings and not being able to get out because they couldn't get to a fire extinguisher. This building has fire extinguishers in it. Do you all know where they are? There's one upstairs. There's one sitting right here. I took it off the wall over here near the kitchen. The code says that they have to be, and I have been out of it long enough that I don't remember the exact distances anymore, but you have to be able to get to a fire extinguisher within a certain travel distance, and it has to be in the path of egress. So it has to be near an egress door, a way you're going to get out of the building. Okay, and so this one that I took off the wall is over here near the kitchen door or the back door. There's one at the front door near the coat racks, and there's one upstairs at the top of the stairs. So all placed near doors are where you're gonna, you know, near where you're heading out of the building. Okay. Okay, so we just learned where they all are. Have any of you actually used a fire extinguisher? You know how to use them? Well, we're going to talk about that a little bit. There's a, is it called an acronym? When you spell out the words? It's called PASS. To use a fire extinguisher, you have to pull the pin. And on this one, and kids, I don't want you to practice this on these fire extinguishers that are in the church. They need to stay just the way they are. They're in a position of readiness, okay? So we don't want you pulling the pins on them to say, oh, yeah, that does work. Imagine that. Okay, so we're going to pull this pin. And to do that, you have to break this tamper seal off there, okay? And pull it off, pull the pin out, and then it's ready to use, okay? Now, then you're going to hang on to the fire extinguisher, and you're going to aim the nozzle. And kids, I'm going to re-say it. I don't want you playing with the fire extinguishers in the church, okay? They're not toys, okay? They're safety devices, so don't play with them. So we've pulled the pin, we have the hose out, we're going to aim it at the fire. We're not going to aim it at the smoke. We're not going to aim it over in the corner. We're going to aim it at the fire, okay? And then we're going to squeeze the trigger or the grip, kind of like a pair of pliers. We're going to squeeze it, and then that'll release the agent that's in here to put the fire out, okay? And we're going to squeeze it, and we're going to sweep back and forth across the base of the fire. Is that screen on? It was earlier, but I haven't seen it. Yeah, please. So we're going to sweep back and forth across the base of the fire. Okay, not in the smoke, not in the flames, but at the base of the fire. We want what's in this fire extinguisher to get on what's burning. Okay. Now, I kind of got ahead of myself. We know how to use a fire extinguisher now. We sweep back and forth across the base of the fire. But we got to understand a little bit about fire. Right? It's called the fire triangle. All three of these things, oxygen, heat, and fuel, have to be present for a fire to exist. Okay? And then they have to be, it's actually called a fire tetrahedron. I do remember that word. It's all three of those things combined in a chain reaction that causes fire. So if you break that chain reaction in any way, take the heat away, the fire will go out. Take the fuel away, the fire will go out. Take the oxygen away, the fire will go out, okay? And that's how all fire extinguishers work. They break that chain reaction or separate the three things of the fire triangle to make the fire go out, okay? So we've got that all down, right? Everybody understands that? All right. So, and there's all different kinds of fire extinguishers, too. So, and I went through that already. That's what I said. I got ahead of myself. All different kinds of fire extinguishers. You've got water extinguishers that are designed for some types of fires. You've got dry powder fire extinguishers that are designed for another kind of fire. Foam, CO2, wet chemicals, they all do something to stop a fire, okay? Water, that works good on common combustibles, paper, wood, that type of thing. Doesn't work very good on electricity. Water doesn't work very good on some combustible metals. That's an interesting fire when you see water being put on some of that. Dry powder, that works good on electricity, some electricity or electrical fires. Doesn't work very good on some other types of fires like paper and some of that. Outdoors, it doesn't work real well, okay? CO2 works good on electrical fires because there's no water in it. But it doesn't work very well outside either, but, okay? So there's different types. Not every fire extinguisher is good for every fire. So enough on fire safety, fire prevention. Let's talk about spiritual paths. Our spiritual life works quite the same as the need for a fire extinguisher and how we use a fire extinguisher. In spiritual paths, we start with P, and instead of pull the pin, we pray. Philippians 4, 6, and 7 says, "Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ." Through in everything, prayer. And I don't know, I looked up supplication because I heard that all through my life. I love these verses. Supplication is beg, to beg. So we pray to God. We beg for His caring. We pull the pin. We pray. Prayer readies us for our life, readies us to move into the world and to be present in the world, to put out some fires that we can. So like I said, prayer activates or energizes your spiritual life. It invites God into every situation. We should be praying about everything. In every minute, every day, God should be in our minds or on our minds, and we should be talking to Him. Prayer doesn't have to be just at church, doesn't have to be just before your meal time. It can be everywhere. Every minute of your life, we should be praying, asking for guidance through whatever we're doing right then and there. James 5:16, the second half of that verse, "The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much." Fervent, another one of those words I had to look up. That's just straight on, fervent. Be there. I mean this. Please, be with me. That kind of prayer availeth much. It gives you everything. God will answer your prayers. We do need to remember, it's give me this, give me that. God, give me this, do this. No, help me with it. Guide me. Show me what you want for me through this. Don't begin your day without prayer. And then don't complete your day without prayer. It energizes us. It gets us ready for the day. Keeps us on point. Doesn't let us get away into those sinful nature that we are. It keeps us steered the right direction. Sorry. So we pray to activate our spiritual life, and pull the pin, get things ready to go. And then the next thing is we're going to aim what we're doing. Okay? Hebrews 12:2. I'm going to read Hebrews 12:1-2. Sorry, I was going to put a little post-it note so I could get to it quicker. Hebrews 12, verses 1 and 2. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. We need to aim. Our aim needs to be toward Jesus, looking at Jesus, looking at God. I know that those of us that are driving, when I would hope that in driver's education, they told you about you will steer toward what you're looking at. Have any of you experienced that in the car, drivers? Come on, you have to have. Yep. Hey, that's a pretty little tractor over there. And I'm driving toward the side of the road. And I've done it in a tractor, too. And lines going across the field like that. But we have to be looking where we want to go. We have to aim. God wants us to aim at him. Fix our eyes on God through Jesus, and we can overcome a whole lot of sin and the fears and the worries. But it goes back to pray. Put your eyes on Jesus, on God through Jesus, and focus on what we're doing. So we've pulled the pin, we pray, we're aiming our lives, we're looking at God. The next thing is we need to study. We need to know what we're there for. So in 2 Timothy, see if I did things right. 2 Timothy 2:15, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. The Bible is our manual. The Bible is this tank that holds the agent that helps us to put the fires out. So we have to hold on to our Bible and not just keep it closed. That it won't work that way. We've got to open it and look at it and read it and understand it. And the understanding part, that's what takes a little bit of work on our part. We've got to read it, be in it all the time, and then God will show us answers within it. We just have to open our eyes and be have our focus in the right place. It's our manual. Let me back up into the aim part. It's a point that I think that needed to be said, and I looked right past it. We don't want to aim at a specific person. Dan, you're a terrible person. I don't want to aim that way. We want to aim at the sin. Look through and past the smoke, the distractions that are there, and pray and be with Dan, not be judging of him. We want to pray for him and guide him through the away from the sins that we're seeing. But we don't want to stop and only see the sins. We want to see the person and know how we can steer them to God. All right, back to study. You don't just hold on to a fire extinguisher. You squeeze the trigger and release the extinguishing agent that's in there. Well, that's the scripture. We have to open it to let it out. We can't, this thing is not going to do any good if we don't get it, squeeze the trigger and let that agent come out of there to suppress the fire. Okay? It's the same thing with our Bibles. If we just walk around and carry it, then we look important. I got my Bible with me. I'm somebody. That doesn't do us any good. We've got to be in it. Open it up. Study it. Look at it. Know it. Okay? Now, what I read and what I understand out of a passage may be different than what Brian or Hannah gets out of that passage. But it's what God is telling us and giving us. Studying. The next part of spiritual pass. Matthew 28:18-20. Go ye therefore and teach. So once we've pulled the pin, we're praying about it. We're aiming at our own issues as well as those around us. We're studying, and we got to share what we've studied and what we're seeing in our extinguisher. You know, the big letter editions, they make the, you got to have a whole lot of pages on the big letter editions. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you away, even unto the end of the world. Always, even unto the end of the world. We've got to go. Once when we're studying and we've got to spread it around. We've got to share what we're doing. We've got to sweep things back and forth across the base of the fire. If it would have been better weather and I would have been a little bit more prepared, I was going to actually get a fire extinguisher demonstration unit, and after the service, I was going to take you outside and show you what actually comes out of these fire extinguishers. It's a very fine powder. If I were to shoot this fire extinguisher off, kind of shoot it toward the ceiling in this room, it wouldn't take long and every one of you would be coughing and hacking because the powder is very fine and it spreads out, goes everywhere very quickly. But that's what it's designed to do. You want it to spread and you want to share it with everything. Okay? Now, that's not what you do with a fire extinguisher. We don't want to do this with it, although that's what we want to do with God's Word. We want to point it right at the fire, and it will spread, and it will cover over a lot. Okay, those fire extinguishers, it's called a 5-pound fire extinguisher, and it's got 5 pounds of agent in it. And that 5 pounds of agent, like I said, would cover everything in this room, and it would ruin the computers that are over there because it's a corrosive agent. It would get in the terminals and all that stuff, and it'd be ugly. Again, kids, don't play with the fire extinguishers around here. We've got to share the truth through our world, wherever we are, work, in our community, in our families. We've got to share what we're studying about. Don't keep God's love to yourself. Share it. And then remember that stop it a minute, Carter, will you? The sharing is not a one-size-fits-all. How Dan shares the Word of God may be different than what Brian does. And it's different than what Floyd does. It's what different than what I do. But none of it is wrong as long as we're sharing the Word of God and the truths of God. So we don't want to discourage somebody else that's doing their thing. You know, not everybody is designed to stand up here and preach a sermon. You have to use the right extinguishing agent on the right thing. All right. You can't really see it real well, but there's a little fire in a pan up here on this stove. And the guy comes in and he kind of tries to put it out, blows on it. That didn't do any good. Did you notice it kind of flared up a little bit? Now he waved a thing at it and he's going, man, I don't know what to do here. Oh, I'm going to get some water out. What do you think the outcome is going to be? That's not all that exciting of a fire, is it? Well, it would be if it was in your kitchen. But, oh, a little water goes a long way. The wrong agent on the right kind of fire. Water you don't put on a grease fire. Okay? You don't go at everything in our world the same way. You get butt heads with people when you come to them. And play that again. Not too much of a fire. Like I said, if that was in your kitchen, that would be a bad one there. But a little fire prevention, fire safety. That isn't that bad of a fire. Try to stay calm. You know, get a pan lid or a cookie sheet. The one thing that I did notice about this guy, he turned the fire off underneath. That's a good thing. Okay? Turn the fire off. And set something over the top of it. You should have the lid for the pan there. Put it on it. And then walk away from it. Call the fire department. Do not pick that pan up and think you're going to carry it outside. Because even a pan that only has a little bit of very hot oil in it, I've seen it many times. It never makes it all the way out the house before you trip over something. Or you just dump it. Because the handles got hot or whatever. Do not carry it. It's not going anywhere. You got a lid on it. And just shut the fire off, right? Okay. So the right agent for the right fire. Now, I'm not sure why that must not have been in the United States or something, because a commercial kitchen like that should have an extinguishing system over the top of it that shuts off the gas on the burners. So the fire cooking it would go out, and then it dumps an extinguishing agent on all over the top of the stove. But right agent for the right fire. So for real fire extinguishers, we use pass. Pull the pin, aim the nozzle, squeeze the trigger, and sweep back and forth across the base of the fire. for our spiritual past, pray, focus, aim, study, and then share what we are studying. Fire extinguishers are not effective every time. Either wrong agent on the wrong fire, or improper use. Somebody was shooting the. Our sharing of the word may not be effective every time. Or at least we don't see it. But that doesn't mean don't do it. You know, I got the fire extinguisher, fire's right there, but yeah, it might not work, so I'm not going to use it. No, we got to use it. We've got to try. Same things with the spreading the word of God. Yeah, it might not. You might not get, you know, everybody to come visit your church, or, but what do they say in 100% of the shots you don't take, or something like that, didn't score. If you don't take the chance, if you don't do the work, you won't win. You won't put the fire out. So will you pass in your life? Pray fervently and with thanksgiving. We have to remember to pray constantly. Thank God for what He has given us. And pray. Aim our life. Focus on God. Aim toward Him. Study the Scripture. We've got to open that scripture up to be able to utilize it at all, and then share with others. I think we'll close with hymn number 240.